Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. U.S. green card now more restricted and harder to get. The green card, officially referred to as a permanent resident card, serves as an identification document that indicates an individual's permanent residency status in the United States. The United States Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has reportedly paused green card applications submitted by immigrants who have been granted refugee or asylum status. This action is linked to two executive orders issued by U.S. President Donald Trump earlier this year. Furthermore, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, has also allegedly directed officials to halt the processing of requests for legal U.S. permanent residency, resulting in refugees and asylum seekers facing a state of legal limbo. It is not clear when or whether the processing would resume again. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, announced a temporary suspension of the finalization of specific adjustment of status applications while further screening and vetting are conducted to detect possible fraud, public safety issues, or national security risks, in accordance with the executive actions implemented by Trump. This decision is particularly associated with executive orders designed to safeguard the United States from foreign terrorists and various other threats. The green card, officially referred to as a permanent resident card, serves as an identification document that indicates an individual's permanent residency status in the United States. Individuals who possess a green card are officially recognized as lawful permanent residents, LPRs. As of 2024, it is estimated that there are approximately 12.8 million green card holders residing in the United States, with around 8.7 million of these individuals potentially eligible for citizenship. Green card holders have the legal right to apply for U.S. citizenship after demonstrating, through substantial evidence, that they have resided continuously in the United States for a period ranging from 1 to 5 years and possess good moral character. Additionally, individuals under the age of 18 automatically acquire U.S. citizenship if at least one of their parents is a U.S. citizen. The term green card originates from the card's historical greenish hue. It was previously known as a Certificate of Alien Registration or an Alien Registration Receipt Card. In the absence of exceptional circumstances, immigrants aged 18 and older may face up to 30 days of incarceration for failing to carry their green cards. The United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, is responsible for adjudicating green card applications. However, in certain situations, an immigration judge or a member of the Board of Immigration Appeals, BIA, acting on behalf of the U.S. Attorney General, may grant permanent residency during removal proceedings. Additionally, any authorized federal judge has the authority to do the same by issuing an injunction. Few days ago, the DHS has also directed more than 500,000 migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, who had entered the United States through the parole program established by former President Joe Biden, to depart the United States within 30 days or be forcefully deported. Since assuming office in January 2025, Trump has enacted numerous executive orders aimed at reversing immigration policies established during the Biden administration and implementing stricter immigration regulations. These measures included increased scrutiny for visa applicants, restrictions on birthright citizenship, the deployment of military forces to secure the southern border, and the construction of additional barriers. In the meantime, President Trump has introduced a new immigration initiative called the Gold Card, designed to offer the world's wealthy a shortcut to U.S. residency and citizenship in exchange for a $5 million. He characterized this program as a means to draw affluent immigrants who would enhance the economy. They'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people, Trump stated. According to U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, this proposal would take place of the current EB-5 immigrant investor program, which he described as filled with nonsense, make-believe, and fraud. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.